Indies Ride the L.A. Screenings Tide is the title of this article from the May edition of Video Age magazine, written by Sarah Alessi. Though the buzz at the L.A. screenings, which celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, is generally about the new fall U.S. TV season, the studios aren't the only attraction in Hollywood. And Video Age connected with a cross-section of indie companies to find out their plans for the L.A. screenings and the programs they have on tap this year. "Our expectations are high," said Estrella TV's Andy Weir. Last year was the first time Estrella TV made its program catalog available to the international market. "One year later, we have a higher awareness among program buyers and expect more interest in our content. We are hoping to reach the key buying prospects from Latin America and develop relationships with potential sub-distributors." He noted, "As an independent exhibitor, I am expecting the same level of attendance as last year from Latin American buyers, which are our primary focus." Entertainment One's Valerie Cabrera also expects the same turnout as last year as far as Latin buyers go. But, she added, "most new buyers are coming from all sectors and more from digital this year than last year." Marielle Zuccarelli of A&E Networks said that her company attends the screenings with a major focus on Latin America, and executives plan to meet with all buyers from every country in the region. "Since so many Latin American buyers skip MIP TV in early April, it's great for us to be able to catch up at the screenings. It gives us a chance to connect with buyers and plan a few market trips for early summer," Zuccarelli added. Pepe Echegaray of Power concurred with Weir and Cabrera. "I don't believe we'll see much of a difference from last year. There should be a similar or larger presence." However, he added, "the difference is that people can't be out of their offices for 10 days for the screenings. Buyers are shortening their trips, arriving a bit later and spending less time. And when they spend less time in L.A., the indie distributors really have to juggle for their time and attention. At this point, I'm at the same level of scheduled meetings as I was last year, which was slower than in past years. And the reason is that although as many buyers, or perhaps more, are coming, the number of days they are staying has decreased," he said. "NPM has been in business for 15 years, and it continues to generate programming in the consumer, cultural, and health-related fields. And we're expanding that internationally," said John Cudahy of NPN Media. "The goal internationally is to continue to provide high-quality video content, and we're rapidly moving in that direction, both in Latin America and China." Executives also shared their thoughts on the length of the screenings. "This year's entire L.A. screenings is about 2 weeks long. Perhaps the L.A. screenings could be organized more comprehensively, giving clients the opportunity to screen and have individual meetings with sellers over the span of the event, just as is possible at NATPE, MIPCOM, and MIPTV," said Karina Etchison of Telemundo International. "As Los Angeles is home to the major studios, there will always be attendance. But the decision of adding these extra days may not be as effective, considering that it also coincides with a week of the upfronts in New York." Irv Hollander of Multicom Entertainment Group also commented about the organic nature of the screenings, saying that the indie portion of the market is too short a period. 4 days is not long enough. 6 or 7 days would give everyone the time to acclimatize themselves and to not only keep appointments, but also have longer appointments. "Last year we had a lot of missed and canceled appointments because buyers were going off to the studios." Due to the close proximity of MIPTV and the LA screenings on the calendar, Video Age wondered whether indie distributor slates would look similar to the ones in Cannes, or whether they would feature new titles. "We continue to bring new programming to every market we attend, and the L.A. Screenings is no exception, said Echo Bridge Entertainment's Amelia Nuccio. Echo Bridge is presenting The Apartment and The Challenger, as well as documentaries Jeff and I'm Carolyn Parker. At the screenings, Estrella will be making its latest primetime hit, Noches con Platanito, available for the first time, according to Weir. As part of Starz Worldwide Distribution's new initiative to expand its distribution slate, we are expecting to add even more third-party content to our distribution slate, said Jean George of Starz. The recently announced one-hour scripted series, Hit the Floor, from VH1, will be a terrific new addition for us. Starz will also have the initial episodes of the second season of Starz' original series, Magic City. Cabrera of E1 noted that the company brings the same offerings as MIPTV, including the upcoming drama series starring Thandie Newton, Rogue, half-hour comedy series Seed, holiday television movie The Carpenter's Miracle, factual documentary series Perfect Storms, and a new drama series Dates. E1 will also host a cocktail party. According to Powers Eshgaray, primarily our slate will be the same as at MIP. We're really focusing on our End of the World series, which launched very successfully during MIP as a package of 5 miniseries. The great thing about the package is that the miniseries are already dubbed, so we can close deals in no time at all. In addition to the miniseries package, Power will have its production, Air Force One is Down, and factual programming, including documentaries The Birdman Chronicles and Two Wings, Many Prayers. Another title that's in production is Message from Mandela. In the wildlife category, Power is offering The Animal Communicator and All the President's Elephants. A&E Zuccarelli echoed Echegaray's comment about dubbed programs, noting that the programs A&E focuses on are generally fully dubbed into Spanish to showcase versions that are ready to be broadcast. She added, "Our newest titles that premiere in Cannes at MIP are not always available immediately in Latin America, so we make sure we bring a mix of titles. We also have a strong back catalog of evergreen programs, including big history titles, that we always make available to our clients." Fremantle Media International's Sheila Aguirre noted that the company will utilize the LA screenings as an opportunity to further showcase our MIP TV titles, but we may showcase something above and beyond, too. She elaborated that in L.A., we will be unveiling some fantastic new formats, such as Dutch dance format, Everybody Dance Now, innovative cross-genre format, Perfect Score, dating format, The Year of Making Love, and more, including Bang Bang, family singing show Family Harmony, factual entertainment format The Intern, and studio game show The Noise. Finished titles include period drama The Making of a Lady, Tattoo Nightmares, Lily Cole's Art Matters, and children's adventure comedy series Strange Hill High. Record TV Network's Delmar Andrade noted that his company will present Joseph, our 4th epic series, as well as new telenovela the company is currently producing. At the LA screenings, we will be making the official presentation of El Señor de los Cielos, and we will be bringing the products that were presented at MIPTV, but this time with greater information to share, said Telemundo's Etchison. For this market, we will have performance results of our newest titles and those that have premiered since MIPTV. As for the future of the screenings, Multicom's Hollander noted that the direction of the screenings is going digital. More digital buyers are starting to attend, and they are looking for broader catalog rights. According to Powers Echegaray, the interesting thing about digital is that the rights are not exclusive, so we can sell the same product to several buyers which is different from selling to cable. But he also pointed out that not all countries in Latin America are ready for digital, so the digital platforms are discovering that there's business and a future in it, but it's not as easy as they thought it would be. Indies Ride, the LA Screenings Tide, was the title of that article from the May edition of Video Age magazine, written by Sarah Alessi.